Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? That track was so fucking fire. I'm gonna have to repeat it back. So, I want you to turn your microphones up. I want to turn your headphones up. Turn your speakerphones up. Turn the shit up. Blast it up on your fucking phone. Roll down all the windows in your motherfucking house, in your car, wherever the fuck you're listening to the track at. If you got it downloaded in your fucking MP3 player or your iPod, I want you to turn this shit the fuck up. Meek Millie. Making motherfuckers go silly. What the drill? You make them bitches say,
we
let's
make
go.
Say, showtime. Hey, tell me. Fishing for a robbery. I got them bitties. King Martin Luther. Diamonds in the best look the husky retribution. Don't get it twisted, I spit, but I'ma shoot a Glock 17 clip hanging long than the ruler. Every time I see them hoes, they like you to. Best like Drizzy, but I tell them I'm cooler. I ain't even in, she gave me brain like a two-dot. Hit that chick out early in the morning like a rooster. I'm a D-O-P-E-B-O-Y. Looking like money every time I flow by. Haters hating on me, I don't know why. Cause I come from the bottom where the sun don't shine.
DJ White Out.
Yeah, my fucking computer is going slow as shit once again. I'm trying to continue with the fucking music. I'm probably going to do a 2-hour show. It seems like more motherfuckers show up when it's a fucking 2-hour show. So, trying to see what's really... Yeah, it was really good with this situation. You know what I mean? No, I mean Joe Dean. Fucking computer sucks, I swear. Come the fuck on, man. No fucking time. Alright, we're gonna fucking play some shit, man. I'm just gonna pick some shit. Pick some shit. And then pick you out of the crowd and kick in your face. Kick dirt in your face. That nigga's a pussy, man. That's all I say, man. I'm gonna play these two tracks from Tupac. This shit is on DJ Hero, man. I played these songs last night, man. These shit is fucking fire, man. I mean, I mixed them all up and shit, and shit is hot. Anyway, here we go. This is Tupac, All Eyes on Me, versus Bittersweet Simp. Keep it locked.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Living my life as a thug till the day I die.
All eyes on me.
Living my life as a boss player until the day I die.
Bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like us. Bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like us. Bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, tryna bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, tryna sound like us. Say they
they know it. Cause all I want is cash, same the 500, fans walk a flash and pray. My main thing was to be made to pay. The game sharper than the raise up, game sharper than the raise up, game sharper than the raise up, game sharper than the raise up.
All eyes on me, live my life as a thug till the day I die. All eyes on me, live my life as a boss, life as a boss.
me.
GQ. Had a long fucking day at work. Got these pussies running around. Oh my god, it's gonna snow! Let's go to Acme and ShopRite and just shop like it's gonna be, we're gonna be snowed in for 10 days. Cause we're pussy. Cause we're vaginal cream. Speaking of vaginal cream, think about getting me some pizza. Some stuffed crust pizza. It has nothing to do with pizza, but, you know, fuck. So what's good, people? Listen to four of NYC's funniest angry mad roasts from Smooth Angry Bastards 5 days a week. This is a show where any and everything happens, from whatever music to whatever convo to whatever roast and chat line joke session. Listen in if you're ready to laugh your ass off. As if you have one, ladies. If you don't have an ass, then I guess you can laugh your biff off your stomach, your fopa, fat over pussy area, butt in the front. No, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. No, you can laugh yourself till you fucking die for all I care. Today is Fuck You Fridays. Fuck You Fridays. Finger You Fridays. You want to call up and say, fuck you to somebody, or finger you to somebody? Be my guest, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 10 o'clock in the p.m. I was actually going to put it for Fuck You Fridays. It's still going to be Fuck You Fridays with a little twist, though. It's going to be Fuck You Fridays with a little twist of Fetish Fridays. So we can get into this freaky conversation. As you can see, we have one of Angry Bastard's angriest broads in the building, Trenton State. Nah, she's not unmuted yet because I have to schedule. I gotta fix the times in the show real quick so that it says that we have an hour and 15 minutes left. So I have to fucking change that shit up. And Fresh, I'm about to unmute you too, dog. So just, you know, come back. I'm sure you still got some oranges to still, you know, peel. So just orange, peel those oranges. By the time you're done, you know, squeezing the fresh orange juice and shit, and selling the fruits out the back of your Honda Accord that has no wheels on it. We can get in the mix of things. 6-4 in the building. What's good, nigga?
What's good, nigga?
Hey, shit, man. I'm chilling.
What's good, my ninja?
Yo, Big Sis got a boyfriend.
Who?
Big Sis has a boyfriend.
Who is?
I don't know. I ain't get the chin check him yet. So, It's crazy because it's like, I know, you know, Big Sis got to grow up someday, but it's kind of odd. Like, she has a boyfriend now, so start thinking, like, well, I know this might be popping off. And if it is, hopefully she takes care of herself.
I know what I'll be doing.
What?
But she's, like, different, so, like, and that's real shit. Like, she's different, like, than, remember when she was wild little Tom girl? You know what I'm saying? Little tomboy or whatever.
Yeah, but she did a whole 360. So it's like, I want to just like, just Ebo every nigga that I see that's with her. Like, yo, whoa, that's my little sister, dog. Knock you the fuck out. But in a sense, you can't be too controlling because we're not our father. So I guess we can just be like, yo, take care of my sister. I'm going to fuck you up.
Son, she's a woman, be straight up.
Yeah,
all this thick shit that women got that we like, she got all of that. That's the reality of the shit. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is just be there for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, help God if she needs help or something. Whatever the case is, if she needs, you know, anything, whatever. Check a nigga, whatever the case is, man. All that. That's all we can do right now, you know what I'm saying? But,
I guess you're right.
You know, that is what it is, man. Like, but just as long as homie ain't a square, he can't be a square, son. Like, you gotta be clear on that the nigga's not a square, son. Cause he gonna have to protect her or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, he can't be a pussy.
Exactly. Well, I think that's the dude that's from Trenton. Remember when we took her phone and we was reading her text messages?
Uh-huh.
He's like, and the dude from Trenton was like, yeah, it's when you gonna come up to Trenton. She's like, well, you know, we'll come up there eventually. Wow, what we gonna do when we get up there? Ha ha ha, we gonna chill. I'm like, alright, dog. Save your ha ha, for, you know what I mean, for them stupid bitches, man.
Actually, me giving my sister.
Oh, you don't remember that shit? Nigga, I showed E. Mm-hmm. No, I did show you, nigga. Remember when I took the phone and I hid in the bathroom? You came in the bathroom. I was like, yo, come here real quick.
Uh-huh.
And we read the fucking phone. She talking about going after Trenton. Niggas was about to chin check her. She talking about, that ain't nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, no doubt. Yo, Fresh, you're in the building, man.
Rude boy.
Yo, Fresh, we come with your mother, man. She keep,
What?
She keeps trying to escape, man. I'm getting tired of running out the mom. I'm getting tired of running out and getting up and bringing her
already,
back.
Huh?
Yeah, that's already,
huh? Yeah, early in the game.
Alright, so first off, I'm going to make my shout out to fuck you and fuck you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I think I want to stuff Crash. Man.
I mean, you butt though, so you know it's all good. Anyway, yo, like niggas is saying, you know what I'm saying? What up, Fresh?
Chilling.
I tell him what's up. His mom's legs over my shoulder.
I mean,
somebody beeping in, I couldn't hear.
We need to say what we already know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
anyway.
Trenton State and Milky is in the building.
Milk lady.
Hey.
Hey for horses.
Hey for horses.
Hey.
He died.
Hey.
He died.
They all died.
You see how my little brother be trying to talk like me and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You hear
can't help it, you know what I mean?
Talking about, he
died. I just wish I had a hairline like you, man.
He died.
I'm a little bit, you know, ashamed to be younger than you and lost my hair.
I might lose mine too, but you know what I'm saying? Sexiness and beauty, all of that, you know what I'm saying? It's how you feel about yourself, man. You know how I go, man. Like, you don't stop moving, man. We keep moving with all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Fresh.
Yo.
I heard your grandma look like Afrika Bambaataa. Is that true?
Afrika Bambaataa, huh?
Hey, I'm just putting it out there. That's what I was told.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Dressing like Lady Gaga, nigga.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you know what, man? I just heard a fire engine. I looked out, and it was your mom's in a Santa Claus outfit on top of a fire engine yelling out Merry Christmas. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
It's funny, man. Santa Claus is in a sleigh, and now Santa Claus is on a fire engine. Like, what's going on? I don't understand this.
It's Express.
Express? That's what it is? That's a 2010 edition?
They do that shit around my house, but they try to collect money.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Now, right here, these motherfuckers drive around with Santa Claus on top of the fire engine with, like, Christmas ornaments all over the fire engine and lights and all that.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yo,
I'm like, yo, y'all fucking the game up. Like,
yeah.
I ain't no Santa Claus is on the fucking fire engine. I don't know, you want to confuse these kids and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what
I'm over here trying to...
That's
where
our
Texas is
going. Yeah. What game is that? Yeah, but I gotta realize that, you know, my sister is a grown woman now, so she has to live her life. I can't be, you know.
Hey, can't nobody tell her what to do, but you can let her know what's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she gonna make her own moves regardless, so you might as well at least give her a heads up and look.
Be like, yo, there's some fucking
dirt eggs out there.
What'd you say, Milky?
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can, you're right.
I mean, as far as a nigga, if you ever actually do get to physically see him, you know, off rip, you know you should G-check him. That don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. Right, it don't matter what she says, no matter what. If you in the presence of him around, then you know you got to do what you got to do.
Like, I'm gonna just walk by the nigga. I'm like, yo, what's up, dog? And then, if we in the house, I'm like, yo, what's up? How you doing, dog? And then shake his hand, like, give him the kung fu grip, like, tight as shit. my bad, dog. I just got done working out. My bad. So, what's good? How you doing, dog? And then as he's coughing, and he'd be like, yeah, how you doing? And I just start banging my head against the wall.
You gonna scare that nigga a lit.
You fucker.
Yo, come on,
her brother, that nigga crazy.
He on medication.
Yeah, that nigga fucked up. I don't know what's going on with that nigga.
Well, he'll think twice, though.
Hell yeah, wrong.
That nigga would think twice, though. He'd be like, damn, this nigga is crazy. Is this shit worth it? Is it that worth it?
Yeah, is it really that worth it?
Hmm.
I mean, knowing my sister, she'd Joe it up. Oh, no, he just came from out the hospital, so, you know, don't worry about it. You know, he's always been retarded, you know. You know what I mean? That's what she would say. So it's like...
ADHD.
Yeah,
is that the one that was at the barbecue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that. She look cute.
who?
You watch him. Yeah, G-checking. G-check that nigga. And six in the who? Who's a cutie, nigga?
Who?
That's
talking about our sister.
I got her my sisters.
Not on duty, dog. Not on motherfucking duty.
Nah, I wouldn't do that, man.
Yeah.
Fucking right, you wouldn't do that, nigga. I'll ship all your family back to Cuba, nigga. Take one phone call, man. Bitch ass, nigga.
I'll take your cash for ransom, nigga. Don't try me.
Don't bring the fucking animals in it, dog. You can say anything about my mother and all my family, but don't come at my cats, dog. That's fucking war. You come at my motherfucking my pussies, man.
My motherfucking cat, man.
We got somebody that doesn't want their number to be out on blast, so they want to talk. Call you on there.
Oh, God.
Call it, you're on the air.
Tom, motherfucker.
Listen,
okay.
Now the button is echoing.
You got like 30 seconds to talk before you get roasted, B. Trust me.
Word. Because, see, if you wanted to listen, all you had to do was just listen, and you didn't have to fucking push.
Okay.
Oh, they hung up. Okay, bet.
Yeah.
You go out fucking, man.
Goodbye.
Shit. I ain't trying to get roasted. I'm going to hang up. Them niggas
really?
Crazy. Dude, that chick training and milking? She becoming that nigga's educatedly. And I didn't think educatedly is a word. Aw. Oh, man. So how's everybody doing?
Good. Light up with a match.
I got a cold.
I need some spread legs.
Well, go find them.
Mm.
Who said I didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
BB bit.
It just ain't here right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be here in about a week.
Can I tell you? Okay. BB bet.
Baby back ribs.
Yeah, they brought that commercial back.
All right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Baby back.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Barbecue sauce.
I want my baby back real.
Wait. I got a little jokey joke, right? All right. When was the last time you seen somebody wear low top Tims?
Low top Tims?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen anybody wear no low top Tims.
All right.
I'm about
to tell you a little
story.
You
mean like
Chuckers?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. Now, I just got a little information on something that happened out here. One of my people is like, her and this girl used to be cool or whatever. So now they're not cool anymore. So the outside girl or whatever, her and her friends or whatever approached the girl and was like, her just talking about my boots. So when she was telling me, I'm like, well, what boots she had on? She was like, some low top Tims. I'm like, damn, I know that bitch ankles was cold. So I'm like, what is she trying to say? She was like, oh, she was trying to ask me, was I talking about her Tims or whatever? Well, no, she said my boots. And then I'm like, well, she was saying, oh, I'm official, I'm this, my boots cost $167. I said, whoa. What size that bitch wear? Okay, I'm like, what size that bitch wear? Because every female that's getting Tims, they getting Tims in boy sizes. And I'm likely, construct swamps or whatever is no more than $70. Depends on the shoe size. If you're 7 and down, you're only paying like $70,
$75. Yep.
This bitch said $167. I said, you got the receipt?
Oh, don't be telling me that my boots, because my boots cost $167 with tax.
Wait.
With tax, motherfucker.
Tims for men don't even cost $167.
Hell no!
Why? I'm like, what this bitch talking about? You got her number? The number for the girl?
Yeah.
I don't have her number, but I could call my other friend.
Get it, so we could call her and talk about her boobs.
No, I don't have the girl, the actual girl with her boobs, but you know, my friend that it happened to, I have her number.
Get hold of the number. You got to get her number.
Please, you got to. Let's get her the fuck out.
Fuck
your boobs, nigga. Oh, my bad. Fuck your boobs, son.
Hold on. I'm about to call
shoes up.
I'm about to call Keisha. Hold on.
Hold up. So I can tell
yeah,
the
phone. I
want
to know where.
Wait,
I
want y'all to hear it, though. I want to call. Okay, she don't got no minutes. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah.
Like, call a bitch on speaker, and that shit just describes you have called.
You paid all that money on the boots. She ain't got the money for a fucking
no,
minute. What's going on?
That's the same girl.
Oh, that's the same job.
That's the girl that has altercation with her with the boots. Hold on, I can't even look at my caller ID. Hold on.
I got a question, ladies. If you see a dude, right, and you're like, damn, he got a fire outfit. Okay, his boots is on.
I can't look at my caller ID and even get her number.
What if you see a dude, right, and you're like, okay, his outfit is fly, no doubt. He's doing it. Like, he's killing the game with his outfit, his boots and all. And he happened to sit down. And you know sometimes when you sit down, you got, like, tight pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Your pant leg comes up at the bottom, and you happen to see that big-ass lug sign on the side of his boots.
What? The lug sign? Oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about?
Bird, man.
Shit, I give him his props like Birdman, baby. Young Money, Cash Money.
Young Money, Cash Money.
I be like, dog, where you do that at?
Hey, where you do that at? I don't know where you do that at.
Where you get those from? For a lot.
What graveyard did you dig those out of?
Oh, my God. I ain't even gonna lie, I had me a pair of lugs. I was like in the third grade, though.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago when lugs was fashionable.
Yes.
That's when Fubu.
No,
that's Fubu was popping.
I'm gonna take it way back. Remember Boss? The clothes.
Oh, yo, dog, I had a Boss shirt and I was rocking it hard. I was in clown, but I was rocking it hard.
Think about it, how corny Boss really was, like how they had to write those fucking four letters so big.
Oh, wait. You said Boss?
Yeah, Boss.
Boss.
Oh, my bad. I was talking about Boss. B-O-S-S. I was the only one. So they was clowning me for a real good reason because I was the only one with a Boss shirt on. Okay.
Wow, that was the face off.
Yeah, I just blew my spot up. I feel like a piece of shit.
That was like Boofoo.
Boofy.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Hey, yo, Boss was fake Jabo. And Boss was fake Boss.
Yeah, it was.
Jabo was the shit, though. They had a couple of nice pieces and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, call it. Hey, 206, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what up, man?
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
You're on the air.
What's going on? Oh,
Lord.
What's happening, man?
What's happening, dog?
Here's what I want. Bill Barrow and a Randy Jackson impersonation for me.
Wow.
What happened?
Barrow and a Randy Jackson impersonation.
All right, go ahead.
What up, dog? Like, pretend like you're playing bass for Journey.
What's up?
Because let's not forget, Randy Jackson didn't play bass for Journey.
You did?
What the fuck is that?
Fuck yeah,
dude. Hey, dog, where you calling from?
You can lay down if you want.
West Coast.
Oh, you calling from the West Isle, dog?
We shade, the big shade.
We love Randy Jackson out here. Randy
That's
Jackson is another one.
Can you turn this mic off, please?
Yeah, no, dog, you can keep Randy Jackson. We don't want him.
Yeah.
No, man. but he's very accessible to the white community. Very accessible to the white community, Randy Jackson.
Wow.
The black community kicked him out.
Oh,
they don't want him.
I think he just moved out of the neighborhood.
He just moved out of the neighborhood.
He moved to a different neighborhood.
Yeah, he probably did. But look at Tiger Woods. He's back in the hood, though.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods back in the hood. The motherfucker's
got
like $700 million. He's got $700 million. Tiger Woods can fuck anybody he wants any day for the rest of his life. He's like Wilt Chamberlain. Only doesn't matter if he's tall or good looking.
Yeah, that shit is true. You get money, you can fuck anybody you want.
That's the truth, isn't it?
That's not true.
Shit.
No, that's not true. Please.
I want to go through some shit, but he's still getting away with it, though.
If I wanted to fuck Kim Kardashian and Janet Jackson at the same time, if I was a zillionaire, I could get it happening.
Wait like another 2 months till another big story pops off and ain't nobody going to talk about Tiger Woods no more. They're waiting for another death. They're waiting for something else to pop off.
Tiger Woods
is still worth money.
This is how you know Tiger Woods is a nigga. As much as he denied, listen, the fucking governor of New Jersey was fucking a man, okay? It was on the news for a month. They didn't talk about it no more. All Tiger does is have a little bit of hand and eye coordination. And they are running this shit down to how much the divorce will cost, how much his wife is going to get.
Yes.
That's
if the prenup gets lifted.
They only do that for brothers. Like, brothers.
Well, because you nigga fucked this white bitch and we're going to fuck you now. You want to run around and claim you?
That's true. At the end of the day,
he still fucked the white girl. He had several encounters.
Wait, that's racist.
I'm a big racist. I hate all white people. And
oh,
I'm not
Lord.
All black. I hate them all.
Fuck?
Hey, dog, I hate, look, I'm a racist too, but I hate. Whoa, but whoa, dog, I hate everybody equally.
I am an equal opportunist. I do agree with that. But I
hate Negroes. I hate white people, crackers. I hate spicks. I hate them all, man.
You know what, dog?
I got one even better for you, dog. I woke up this morning and I hated myself.
And hero. You can be an hero, man.
I just really
am. Oh, yeah? I played your mom and DJ Hero and I won.
you can do it. Man. Don't wait another day to wake up feeling like shit.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't hear you, but all right.
Play the chums on your mama's ass.
Whoa! Called you a spigger, dog.
What?
A spigger. A spick nigger.
I don't think I've ever heard that shit before.
Don't let him say that to you.
Well, he's coming at you, dog. You gotta stand up for yourself, man.
You don't let
Carter. Are you serious? What, white boy?
You tell his savage, four on all four dog fucking cracker ass to get the fuck off the radio.
The most black people he's ever seen is on ESPN, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? Like, he just goes on the panel ESPN and sees all the black people, and now he thinks he's a part of the game.
Yo, the fucking thing about it is he called you a spigger and hung up.
Oh, yeah?
That's like slapping you in the face and driving away.
That's white people shit. They got to stick with Howard Stern or something.
Yo, dude, speed up. I'm going to call this black guy a nigga. Watch.
Yeah.
Speed up, dude. Hold on, Here we go. Drop on. We called him a nigga and we got away with it, dude. Fuck you. Fuck you, Fridays, pussy.
It's true, though. It's fucking true. I can't stand none of them. They smell like bologna when they wet. And dog when
they dry.
I smell like bologna when they wet.
And dog when they dry.
I can't stand it. stand them. Let me tell you something. Whenever the whole race can come outside, like it's cold outside right now, fucking shaggy hair down their back, soaking wet, straight out the shower, and do this shit every day, and don't get sick, you don't fuck with them. They're no good. Stay away from them. They're bad news.
Word. Motherfuckers can be wet and not catch ammonia at all.
You do that. Now, you know why? Because they was up in them fucking mountains a long time ago, way back when they was all savaged out, walking around on all fours. They don't even fucking walking upright. Okay? I can't stand them. They're disgusting.
Savage.
Love in this room right now.
With so much love. She's talking about wifey was smelling like sausage.
Sassy.
Hello, white people. I love y'all, okay? I love y'all. I mean, I work for a white company, and I'm getting paid pretty much, it's paid slavery, but I get pretty, you know, paid pretty good. So I love you white people, you know?
No, you don't fucking love them. You don't love them. I'm telling you. Don't even do it.
Well, you're right. I'm not in love with y'all. I'm in like with y'all. I like y'all. You
know? Word.
In like. That's a new word. You tell your chick, you know, short, I'm not in love with you, but I'm in like with you, okay? So, you know, maybe one of these days, if you're lucky, I'll be in love with you. I'll be never, but right now, I'm in like with you. So bend over and let me spank your ass.
And if you really think about it, though, anytime you really go to, like, a white party, that's when the real crazy shit pops off.
Oh, white people.
White people party, man.
They'll party and pass out.
Hey, yo, the motherfuckers will give you a buy you drink.
They will.
Yes.
They will. They will.
Buy you drink after
you
drink,
drink
after
you
drink.
You want
to
drink?
And try to get you fucked up right along with them.
And never ask you for your money back.
Let me tell you something.
Sit there and dare you to chug down a beer and buy
Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you what happened to me. Me and my homegirls go to this bar after class every night, right? So I happened to come across this Nextel, and I looked through the phone. And I was, like, reading the text messages and all kinds of shit. One of the text messages said, it takes 15 cents to feed... No, it takes 10 cents to feed an African child for a week or something like that. Send this to 10 people and starve a little nigga for a month.
Oh, wow.
Don't you fucking know. And the boy's name was Drew, whoever the phone belonged to. He was from North Carolina because it was mad 704 area code. It was like mom, dad, 704. I called that bitch up. I said, you and your fucking from the phone. From the phone. I said, I'm holding this boy fucking phone hostage for ransom. You and your fucking cracker ass son is here. I hope you make it out of New York alive. I hope. I went to that bar.
Oh, my God, baby.
And I was like, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? I was like, you fucking broad nose. Just, I can't stand them. They're beings. They're not even people. If you ask me what do I feel about them, I don't feel no kind of way. They don't exist. But I went to that bar and asked the bartender and everybody, like, who's Drew? You know, for my name, Drew, because I just knew he worked there. Because if he was one of the waiters, I was going to go in on his ass. And I still couldn't find him. I sold his phone.
No, you sold it?
Yeah.
That shit is funny. No, I found his phone.
Yeah.
After I harassed his father and mother.
Put out money.
Pump up the volume.
Hey.
Word. Pump that shit up.
Pump up the game.
I feel sorry because you found the phone, went through it, and sold it. And I'm over here texting. I'm over here chirping the nigga that found 6'4's phone. Like, yo, bitch ass nigga, turn the phone in. Turn this phone in and be a good Samaritan.
They can't do nothing with it.
They can chirp. He gets a company
really
phone.
Can't. The phone. But listen, the phone is underneath contract. You can't steal those phones.
Nah.
Only thing he could do is ride it out. He could never turn the phone on and put it on in his name.
Nope.
Oh, no. But why would you want to do that if it's a free phone?
It's not a free phone.
Call.
The phone will be flagged. Because I think with that, they wait a certain amount of time until they know where the phone is.
Yep.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
a problem. Every phone after 2005 was made with built-in GPS tracking devices. It doesn't matter. Big Brother's always watching.
I'm going to give me a 2004. Y'all hear that, people? Go get you a 2004 and below. Go get a fucking sneaker box phone, and you good. And you
get a
no
beeper.
Get so bad. Get a SkyTel or whatever the fuck
get
that shit
beeper.
Is.
Get a beeper.
Get one of those
so
bad Nokias with the snake. Snake
Yo,
in it.
Yo, beepers were the fucking shit. Everybody,
oh,
I get mad.
Yeah.
And get it, get mad. You get mad and type in,
yeah,
go to hell,
good.
You in there. Turn the fucking shit upside down and just say, go to hell, hello, all kinds of dumb shit. 911, 911, 911. Shit ain't even important.
5-4.
They only pay like $6 a month.
Yep, mm-hmm. And go get your case changed. Had
shit.
All the nice cases with the chains and.
Yep.
I'm about to go get me a beeper.
Yeah, I'll be the only nigga with a beeper.
That was when nobody, you could lie where you was at. And nobody could tell you was. Because you had to walk, find a payphone.
There wasn't no missed calls, no none of that shit.
No.
No text messages.
I know you got
it wasn't. None of that shit. Wait, text messages
was
popping, right?
Back? I know you got my beat.
You didn't get my page?
You niggas lying. No, I didn't get that shit.
And there was, even if you turned it off, the person couldn't know if your shit was off or not. Because it wasn't no forward to voicemail. The shit doesn't ring. So somebody knows they could page you the night before. You wake up, see the page could have been doing something you had no fucking business doing. And be like, oh, I didn't get the page. They'd be like, oh, nobody, like when you call somebody now, they don't answer. The shit goes straight to voicemail. You know the phone is off. So they
Yeah, I don't like that. I know this one girl that I was you know, she fucking she used to count the rings and be like, oh, it rang for 30 seconds. So she was on the other line.
To certain phones, there's a trick to that. If you put the phone on airplane mode, you'll get all text messages, but the phone just won't ring and it'll still go to voicemail.
I heard about some shit like that.
Oh, and
airplane mode.
On them freaking Nextels, you could put a code in and don't get no texts and no phone calls, and your phone will be on, but on the other end, it'll be like, please hold while the Nextel subscribers
are
trying to reach you located.
Yeah, that's the auto answer. That's the auto answer.
For real?
Yep, the BlackBerry has.
My brother returned.
Soon as they take that code off, then it'll ring.
Yeah, my BlackBerry
but
has
they'll
do
be
not
like,
disturb.
Oh, my phone was off. If your phone was off, it'll go straight to voicemail.
I know one motherfucker whose phone better not be off.
Ooh.
Somebody got to put on blast.
Yeah, somebody definitely put on blast. He's on blast.
That's what I know.
I know on my phone, I could put all calls on restricted. I can have my phone on, and I won't get no
call. I had the most efficient phone from Sprint like 3 years ago that I could call, screen your calls. I can make a voicemail, and the phone will be ringing, but I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Yeah, I remember that shit. If I want to hear you, if I want to talk, I'll just answer. I'm like, yo, I'm here. What up?
Yep. I would
you
have a voicemail.
Like, oh, this bitch, she not going to answer her phone.
But I hear you the whole time.
I ain't going to answer my phone.
Word,
I can call your phone.
Keep calling this stupid, ugly motherfucker. I'm an ugly motherfucker. Word?
Fuck,
you call me no more.
Screen calls.
Yo, there's this shit called Spoof Card where you can call someone's phone with their phone number. So your phone number is going to pop up.
Did you hear about you can go online, go to
jail. Yeah, that's how you do it. You go online, you go on the website.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about there's a website. I don't even want to know what the fuck it is because I might just go bananas with it. There's a website that you can put in the person's phone number. And it will tell you the location of the phone.
Wow.
Oh,
what website is that?
Wait, is it?
My cousin be on it all day long watching.
How much does it cost?
It's free. It's I think it's like GPS.com. It's something. But it tells you, it does it by longitude and latitude. So if you know longitude and latitude, if you, listen, this is how it goes. If it tells you the longitude and the latitude, right, and it'll give you the state and the city. So when you get the state and the city and the longitude, Google the state, the city, longitude, and latitude, and then that will come up by MapQuest, the exact location.
Wow. I'm going on GPS.com right now.
Yeah, you should
know.
Be one of them skaters or some shit.
But it only works as long as the phone is on.
How many niggas you tracked down like this before?
I told you, I don't know the exact website.
Okay.
I don't fuck with that shit. I don't want to know.
Damn,
I'm good.
That's some ill shit right there. Because
if I know,
I'm going to right now. I'm about to find it right now.
Google it. Google. Matter of fact, Google tracking phones by phone number, and you'll see a whole bunch of websites that come up.
Okay, I'm about to do that. What?
She's so scandalous. Hey, women that are listening to this show, don't do this shit, man. You're going to get your ass fucked up. Like, these chicks right here are tough. Y'all might not be tough. Don't.
Smart.
If you're a pussy, don't do this, because you're going to get your face fucked up.
Like this, you were supposed to keep your mouth closed on, though, and bring it out when it's necessary. You're not supposed to just let them know what the fuck you're doing. Then they'll turn. I don't know.
No, you just show the fuck up to that goddamn address.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. What if the phone, you know how you can turn the location off? What if my location is off?
The location is only hidden from everybody except 911, so what the fuck that mean?
Throw my shit in the fucking garbage.
Now, what you said, tracking phones? Wait,
you said? Google tracking phone, tracking mobile devices with phone number.
Yo, come Monday, I'm getting myself a pager.
That word. You better track that, too.
Phone.
You never know what the technology they got.
Bye.
Yeah, my cousin called me the other day. He has a T-Mobile phone, and his phone, like, has, like, voice operations and all that shit. So he disguised his voice as a deeper voice and to put some weird 718 number in and call me. So I'm like, hello? And he's like, yo, dog, I told you to stop fucking calling my girl. I'm like, fucking, I got 3 bullets for your face. I'm like, who the fuck is this? For me, I found it.
Mobile phone tracking.
Now, be careful. I think that's the website that's a joke, but try it. Because one of them you put in.
Welcome to satellite tracking, GSM mobile phone tracking system via the GPS track satellite network. I'm trying to. 10 meters.
One of them, they play a joke on you. One of them, they're like, just kidding.
Phone here. All right, track a phone.
Look at that.
Select country phone.
Do it to yourself first.
She's so scandalous.
Ooh, and it's showing, like, the map and stuff. Hold up.
Look at
it. Is it good in black and white?
It don't.
Look at him. Oh, woman, I swear.
Is it in black and white?
It don't show me where I could put the number in it, though. Hold on, let me go to the other one.
BB bet.
Mobile phone and girlfriend stalk. Wait. Look, one, they had mobile phone tracking, girlfriend stalking. And the law, the register, February, when a mobile phone is entered into the world tracker website.
You know there's a keystroke software, too.
Oh, he's saying on this one, when somebody tracks their phone, the text message will be sent to the phone. I hope it doesn't.
Oh, well.
Someone just tracked your phone.
So?
I mean, 9 out of 10 motherfuckers look at it and like, oh,
the game said, oops, something doesn't work quite right, and we're unable to show the stage request right now. Be sure Google engineers are already springing into action to solve the problem. That one is
and
not
working. So reverse phone lookup.
Oh, you gotta pay for that.
Yeah, you gotta pay for that.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Which one you go to?
Google the phone number.
And
then it'll be like 500 numbers of all the same of the number, but different combinations of the number. So when you click on the number, it's going to say reverse phone lookup.
Oh,
and then you do the reverse phone lookup.
This is crazy.
It'll tell you. But it'll tell you my longitude and latitude.
I don't even want to know how she knows that, dog. I'll tell you that.
There's like a lot of knowledge on some shit like this.
I'm about to do that right now, man.
You know what's smooth about it, though? It's not this service, because I pulled it up. It's not, actually, 6-4 should actually use the service. But it's not mainly for spying, but you can use it, because it says free GPS cell phone tracking. Why pay to know where your phone is?
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose your phone, you can track it.
Where
so
is
this nigga six
for,
and
anyway.
Loses, he lost his phone, he can track it. Oh.
Where is he?
Yo, six. All right,
I see the one you're talking about this time.
Hey, what's it, boy?
Any phone number, get owner's cell or any cell phone, landline, or unlisted number. Results include name, address, phone carrier, current time, and other details when available. Your search is confidential. Area code plus exchange 609. I can't say the number I put in, but It didn't give me up. It tells me where. All right, it's telling me the phone is in City of Trenton, New Jersey, MRSA. Zip code, it gave me like 4 different zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
Location, date, time, December 18th.
Now you know. You can take that number. Listen, listen. You can take that zip code and the phone number and call information, and they'll tell you exactly what area that's in.
That is in right now.
Because you know, you do know that zip codes are only by like 6-7 mile radiuses.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
She's so scandalous.
This is
hold
like
on,
Stalker 101
right
here.
I'm still scrolling. Word.
Oh, brothers, I feel sorry for anybody that's listening.
Yeah,
y'all women are going to be tracking the fuck out of you. Where you at right now?
Damn,
I'm on my boys at the pizza shop. No, you ain't.
Like,
my GPS is, I just GPS your phone. And your phone says you're in Florida with some bitch.
What? Yeah, by longitude and latitude, by numbers.
I'm like, well, bitch, the computer is lying. What do you want me to tell you?
Like, according to the satellite, or you know what else you could do? You could probably even Google
next page
the streets that the zip code is in. I've done that. You can Google the streets that the zip code is in.
Yeah.
Google was some dangerous shit. Telling you.
Damn.
No, the computer is on some dangerous shit. You can get anything on the computer.
Oh, wait. It got the number that I'm looking for highlighted.
If I want to make some homemade condoms, I can make them on Google.
All right. I'm trying to look, but I'm still scrolling down. I don't see no longitude or latitude yet. Damn, these are a lot of numbers.
Do
so
the zip
code. All the numbers that's in that area?
No, it's just different combinations of real numbers with that number.
Also, you said put in the zip code with the number on Google and search it.
Right, no. You can, being that it told you the area and the zip code, take the zip code and Google what streets are underneath zip code such and such, such and such.
Such and such.
Okay. Don't put in a number, though.
No.
Damn, I got to go back and find the zip code.
You're supposed to copy and paste that, darling.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, my.
I'm on a virtual computer. All right, I got the, hold on. See, all right, 609, 611. All right, 08609 and 08611. All right.
Why is my daughter calling me? OMG, I'm done.
I think she's GPSing you.
I'm off duty. I'm off.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, Mommy. Yeah. Where?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Yo, cute.
What happened?
Oh, man, the future is going to be disgusting, dog. Because you're going to be able to track anybody you want, right?
You can do it now.
It's
just a little more work.
Area.
Yep.
Of.
Area.
Area.
Clear
it.
Baby bet.
0860.
Yo, Q, you doing the show this weekend?
And do the state too.
I wasn't planning on it, but I guess I can make that happen.
I put what's
yeah,
what
do that, cause I'm getting ready to go to Southeast.
Area code is 0869.
Right.
0861.
I'm like, bitch, you just jealous, nigga.
I can't hear
you.
You
out
of
here?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to head out to South Beach.
Oh, you fucking, and we supposed to have a snowstorm, and it's all hot out there, you fucking faggot.
Trenton.
No, it's all nice and cool. We got a lot of rain last night.
Yeah, I hope you get fucking bit by a snapping turtle, pussy.
Yeah, you know, keep hanging out in dirty Jersey, nigga.
Word. Dirty giant. All right, nigga.
Go to bed, little girl. Go to bed. Go to bed, okay? Come here.
And free fat Nick.
It's not showing me that.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a stalker, so I can't really. I don't have the patience to do this shit.
Trenton, New Jersey, Waupika. We don't want that.
No, what did you write?
I put in what streets are in the area of.
No, put what area is. Such and such, what area of New Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey, is area code blah, blah, blah?
Yo, Juicy, you shout out, word up.
What area?
I'm going to change this Freaky Friday to Investigation Friday.
0860.
Where is 6-4? What's the joke?
And
I mean, yo, 6-4, yo, black-ass Negro.
Okay.
I mean, now you got me stopping to say, stop. Now you got me stopping the nigga shit.
Real estate property in Trenton, New Jersey is RA 611. 601 apartments for rent. It's showing me.
Hey,
right, you know what you do? You know what you do? You know what you do?
What?
Google.
Wait. Okay. No. That is
Google
giving me streets, though.
All right. Now.
Here go one.
What
it's saying.
Now, this
HUD
is what
home.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you do now. If you want to know the area, just copy and paste the street in the zip code to MapQuest. This should take time and
precision.
Right. I mean, that's how you get to know the area. I mean, how big is the area, though?
No, were they talking about Greenwood to Kingsbury Square? That's like East Trent all the way to South Trent. That's a nice radius, like.
But not underneath that one zip code.
That's two zip codes. Because they gave me two zip codes for that cell phone number.
You need to find out what's the one zip code. You know the one zip code, right?
Well, 6.
Let me get a strawberry deck wire.
609, I think, is out west. And I think, yeah, the 608611 is out. Yeah, that's definitely out south.
Girl, you need to just take a day. Tomorrow's going to snow. Just sit there and play with that shit. You'll find what you're looking for. Trust me. I don't have the patience to do that no more. I can't.
Yeah, I looked at it for a little bit. I just turned it off. I was like, I can't.
Okay.
Dragon Tales. That's on right now?
What?
Dragon Tales?
Yeah, on Sprout.
Wow Wow Wubsy is on.
PBS Sprout.
No, I know, but Wow Wow Wubsy is on Noggin right now.
Oh, Dragon Tail is on.
I like Dragon Tail, but this baby loves Wubsy.
I think Wubsy went off over here.
No, Wubsy's on.
No, y'all. Let me see what it say on the prologue.
No, I know.
Yeah, Dragon Tails.
Oh, no, she's watching Olivia.
Oh.
Ladies, if y'all want to stalk your man, listen to these grown women right here.
But I'm not, we're not stalking.
It's not stalking. Well, I'm talking about for the stalkers out there that want to stalk.
I found it interesting.
And for those women that want to just know, if my man is telling the truth, there you go.
Let me tell
you gotta have a lot of patience.
Let me tell you how I do. I'm not stalking my man. You know who I'm tracking? The bitch number I found.
Oh, oh shit.
Him. We know where he's at. He eventually got to come home anyway.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Seems like we ain't going to see him.
And then you definitely want to approach the bitch if she know you fucking
we
with
We want to see that bitch. That's who we want to see. Fuck him. He got to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
You
he got to come home.
You can always deal with him. You can always deal with him. It's
yes.
that bitch who's bitch. This bitch probably don't even got no kids in her fucking house. Peace and quiet over there. We want to see
kids,
her.
The only kid she got is on the side of her lips.
Right. We want to see this bitch. That's who I want to see. The bitch that didn't get one stretch mark and has no kids and is quiet over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me come disrupt her life for a little while.
Hold on, I think it's giving me a chance. All exchanges found in 609. The numbers is coming up.
BB
bitch.
Where is 64? This is going to be a problem now.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Somebody come out the closet.
Don't do that. That's not your cup of tea. Singing? Stick to the BB bitch.
Sheesh.
Hey, yo, 64, you black bastard.
He
must have
hung
up. Hold on. Nah,
he's
still on. And that means he went to sleep. Wow, who pressed the button? Oh, man, I had a cheesy gordita crunch today. That shit is off the fucking chain.
What's that?
Oh, E in the building. What's up, pussy boy?
What's up?
You live on the show.
On the show? What show?
Angry Bastard Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio? Who in here?
Who in here? Loki and Trenton.
Loki and Trenton? Who's Loki?
Loki.
Who?
Loki.
Loki. Who the hell is that?
Oh, my Lord, that must be a fucking prick.
What did you say, unbelievable?
Nah.
Who's Loki? Loki?
Milky.
Milky.
Yeah.
Who's Milky?
I don't doubt. We're going to be stupid tonight. No, no. What's up?
Who's that?
I'm going to let you ask her.
Hello?
I'll tell you right now, though, you better cut that shit out before we type your number in the GPS location and find where the fuck you are and whoop your ass.
Me?
Yeah, you, nigga.
Be scared. Be very, very scared.
See, I wanted to drink my mother's eggnog, even though she guzzled all my orange juice.
She gonna send your ass right back to the store.
Yeah, like she did before.
Hold on.
He said, you think
she'll
can tell the difference
spell,
between
spell
the
spell?
Jerk brand?
Oh, you remember that shit.
He was like, don't be mad, but it ain't the same brand.
Well, it ain't the same. Eggnog is eggnog. What the fuck?
Come on. She said,
give
me that
shit.
How do you spell what?
Stove. Stove? Stove. She's going to send you right back to the stove.
Oh, stove.
How you
spell that?
Take your ass and stow with
that. S-T-O,
nigga, stow. Oh, S-T-O, okay. Oh, man. Maybe I should call the Atlanta chat line. Me and them dumb niggas can tell you. Ah, them dumb people, brothers. Ah, fucking yeah. Niggas.
Angry
Bastard Radio. Matter of fact, you know what? Milky is so educated, right? I got a question for you, Milky. Don't let nobody else answer but her. Hey, Milky.
What?
How do you spell spot, like a spot on your clothes?
S-P-O-T.
What do you do with a green light?
Huh?
How do you spell spot, like a spot on your clothes?
S-P-O-T.
What do you do with a green light?
Go.
Okay, you know what? You know, you're just too fucking smart, man. I don't like that.
What are you talking about?
What was that all about?
All right. How about this? What's the color of your ceiling?
Brown.
Okay, what's the color of, like, napkins at McDonald's?
White.
What do cows drink?
I thought they were yellow.
Milk.
Got your ass.
What?
They don't drink milk.
All right, I got one for you. Remember, there's no electricity.
Shit.
You want to fucking play, right? Right. Remember, there's
okay,
no electricity.
Ahead. Mm-hmm.
Pick a door. There's a green door, a red door, a blue door. Which door do you pick?
Green door.
All right. Pick an animal, a giraffe or a dog.
A dog.
The dog is going to take you somewhere where you're going to get killed. Either it's an electric chair or a shotgun. Which way do you want to go?
Electric chair.
Why?
No electricity.
There's no electricity.
Exactly. All right. Whatever.
How about this? I got one for you. All right. How do you spell coast? Like East Coast.
C-O-A-S-T.
What do you put in a toaster?
Toast.
Oh, got your ass.
Bread?
You put in a toaster for?
Oh, shit. He got your ass to say toast. That's crazy. Your ass just got done spelling coast. That's why I'm
going
on your mind.
She said that's your quick as shit. Toast, nigga.
She thought you probably said, what do you
whatever.
Get out of a toaster?
Got your ass.
All right, stop it. I'm getting mad now. I'm going to start using medical
words. Oh, shit. Now, I'll piss off because, I mean, most people, they get that red light situation because, see, most people, when you say, I saw a spot, they go S-P-O-T. What is the green light? You stop. And they'll argue with you.
Wow.
You're like, you stop at red light? Yeah, you fucking stop.
You stop
they have to register, and they be like, oh, okay, motherfucker, you got that one, you bastard.
Stop
it. I wanted to kick the dude's ass that told me that joke.
Because
I felt stupid. Huh?
What gets wetter as it dries?
What gets wetter as it dries?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I know this one.
Oh, man.
My daughter came home with this one the other day.
I know this one. It's
it had me
wetter.
Puzzled for hours.
Yeah, because you don't want to give up. Because you know it's going to be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm going to feel so fucking stupid.
You
well,
are.
We find out what it is, right?
Water.
No.
Don't say the answer yet.
What gets wetter as it dries?
The street? Say.
No.
Huh? Are you ready now?
Ice. Ice gets wetter as it dries.
No, that's what I said. No, I said that too. No.
What?
You ready?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
You cannot be Googling this shit, Trenton.
No.
I ain't thinking about that.
I'm going to close my phone. You can hear it.
I'm going to play music.
I'm going to play music. I ain't going to do
it my own. Wait. Get out of here.
Damn, what gets wetter as it dries?
What gets wetter as it dries? A tampon?
Nope.
You gotta think out the box, like.
Yeah, you know it's gonna be something
you
like.
You see it every day.
You do?
What gets wetter? Oh, your tongue.
Nope.
You see your tongue every day.
No, I'll see my tongue.
What gets wetter as it dries the sun?
What? Hang up the phone.
You know what's funny is I already said the sun. I'm glad you didn't react like that.
Because the sky absorbs water with the clouds. Like, come on.
Oh, grass.
No.
It's not the sky?
No.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. I got a joke for you.
What's that? Answer this shit first.
Hello? No, I had a question for you. I was
no,
like, the question.
You hold that.
Joke.
Hold
what
that.
Wetter,
don't
what
forget.
What gets wetter
no.
as it dries?
They ain't gonna know, but you don't know.
Damn, ink pen.
An ink pen?
Nope.
I don't know. I'm about to find out the answer to this.
Is it? You ready? Are y'all ready?
You see it every day?
Yeah.
What is it?
Is it air? Is it air?
No.
It's see every day, though.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A towel. Yeah.
Well, damn, why can't be a washcloth?
You know what's funny? I actually thought of a towel, too, but I was like, that's stupid.
I got another one. I don't understand that, though.
You
ready for this one? Because a towel got to get wet in order for it to dry.
Oh, man.
You
yeah.
ready? I'm going to give you another one. My 9-year-old hit me with and had me ready to slap her and put on pumps.
Oh, shit.
Ready? What animal can jump higher than a house?
A bird.
Nope.
Dog. Cat.
Nope.
Kangaroo. Lion. Elephant.
You said what animal can
what
jump high?
What animal can jump high?
Higher than a house.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of house are we talking about?
Any kind of house.
Give me like a dog house?
Any kind of house.
A dog, cat, rat, parrot.
Every ant. An
ant.
An ant.
Elephant, anteater. Chihuahua.
Oh! A grasshopper.
Wrong. All of them can't jump.
A cricket.
All the animals. A house can't fucking jump. Dummies.
Wait, what did you say? You said what?
What animal can jump higher than a house?
Yeah.
You know what, man?
I was ready to beat the fuck out of her in here for that dumb shit. Because I was here going in trying to figure out what animal.
I don't know.
And you know she said it with all animals, duh.
She was like, a house can't jump.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Go to your fucking room.
Go to your room.
How about I throw you over the house? How about that one? You want to be
okay.
smart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yo, my computer's slow as shit. Because I tried to type in that what gets wetter as a dry joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. Took forever. It just showed me a towel.
Don't do that. You don't have to do that because I'm
going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. What's up? What's black and white and red all over?
What's
black and white and red all over? All
right. Newspaper.
Black and white and red all over. I mean,
newspaper.
She didn't even think about this shit. She's like, newspaper, nigga.
Because I'm
best old as hell. I didn't listen. I had a moment. Sorry.
Not a moment.
I'm trying to think of it.
Listen, I know a lot of information. My roots go blonde every now and then, some type of stuff. I can't retain it all.
I done hung up on them with, newspaper. Sorry. Any more jokes?
Yeah, I got one, but it's kind of long, so you got to listen. I'm not repeating myself either.
Lord, okay. I got a whole one ear.
As I was on my way to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Each wife had 7 sacks. Each sack had seven cats. Each cat had 7 kittens. Kittens, cats, sacks, wives. How many went to St. Ives?
None of them.
Only you did.
Yeah.
You know what?
I didn't like that joke.
I didn't like it either, because y'all got it, man. Some bullshit.
You
777. I was about to say 49.
That's what most people do. Well, hold on, let me get a calculator. 747.
I'm like, seven. How many times?
You got seven cats, right? Seven cats. They had seven kids. Okay, seven is seven. 149.
As long as not seven times seven. I'm like 49. Shit. So, yeah, it was just you. As I was going to St. Ives. Man, with seven wives.
Seven wives. These wives have seven blacks.
Yeah. Like, damn, seven what? I thought you said stacks. I'm like, seven stacks of what?
Yeah, what are you, money? Gum? Like what?
Okay. Damn, I know it's, I got a joke that I don't want to say, but I don't know the whole thing, like, for sure if that's it, but I don't want to say it. Fuck it up.
I'm going to hurt this little girl.
Because it's like four questions. And you got to answer the questions, like, one point. First thing that come to your head, you got to answer it.
Whether all right, go ahead.
I don't know them, like the first two. I don't want to fuck it up.
Well, don't fuck it up. Don't even say.
Yes.
Make me
be
mad.
Like, huh? What? Question mark.
This is make me mad. Don't even do it. I'm feeling real confrontational.
Who's got some jokes? Y'all don't got no jokes?
I got a joke.
Go ahead.
He said, well, go ahead. That's the joke?
You're just hung up.
Who? Who was that?
Yo.
Who was that?
Yo. He hung up.
Who was that? That was the white guy that was on here all that time?
No, that was E. Yo, E.
Wow.
What did
he
do?
He's a vagina for that one.
Wow.
What did he do?
That, I guess that was the joke, him hanging up.
The joke was him hanging up.
Wow.
Oh.
I caught on to that.
I wasn't paying attention. I was in deep thought. I was thinking of something mischievous to do, but I'm going to relax.
I'm trying to sleep.
Who are you calling?
Call them back.
Wow.
Yeah, you hung up?
No, I didn't hang up.
Wow.
I was still online. I just put the phone down.
Well, what's the joke?
Oh, you want to know a joke?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so there's a rabbi, there's a priest, and there's a black guy.
Oh, God, it's always a black guy.
Oh, God.
Okay, go ahead. Why you couldn't have been a Christian?
What?
You going about all these religions, do you?
No, you know what?
Guy.
I'm gonna tell a Polish joke. You guys know Polish joke?
Okay.
All right, so there's a black guy, a white guy, an Italian guy, and a Polish guy, right? Now, remember, Polish people are supposed to be stupid, right? So,
y'all?
Black guy, the white guy and the Polish guy, they stop at an inn and, you know, they spend the night because they've been driving all day. So they say, we're going to stop at this inn, get some rest, and, you know, keep going on tomorrow. The innkeeper comes out, he says, listen, you guys can stay here. Just don't mess around with me. Did you hear the joke?
No.
Nah.
Okay, so just don't mess around with my daughter. So they're like, all right, whatever, whatever. So these guys laying down, the innkeeper goes to bed, and the black guy's like, yo, listen, I'm about to go get some of that ass, you know. I got to get it, because she was looking good. So the black guy went up the stairs to where the daughter was. He hit the first step, he hit the second step, and he hit the third step, and the third step was kind of loose, so it went creak.
Oh, man, I heard the joke.
So, oh, did you hear it?
Go ahead.
I don't think Trent heard it, though.
I don't know. Go ahead.
If she's not even going to find it funny. All right, I'm going to cut to the end of the joke. Long story short.
How are you going to cut it to the end and how I'm going to get it?
Okay. All right.
It's already fucked up now because.
Yes, too late. I don't want to hear no more.
I got one. All right. Let's see. All right. Father and son, right? Driving. Father and son driving in the car. Again, a major accident. The father dies. Son gets rushed to the hospital. They're about to operate on the son, and the nurse comes up and says, oh, I can't let you operate on him. That's my son. Who is the nurse?
The mother?
Huh?
The mother?
Father. Know what?
What?
I messed the joke up.
Yeah, you did. Like, everybody has to get your index card straight before you do this.
Yeah, you know, because I was supposed to put it as the mother was driving the daughter, and the daughter got rushed to the hospital, and the nurse said, don't operate on her. That's my daughter. And you would be like, oh, well, it's not the mother because she died. Is it the heart? Because, you know, men can't be nurses.
A male or a female.
Yeah, but a lot of people out there are sexist. All right, what about this? What is as big as you are and yet does not weigh anything?
As big as I am, it doesn't weigh anything.
My mom said ego. What's going on here?
As big as I am, trying to look around the house. My spirit, my shadow.
Pretty good.
Spare ribs.
No, your shadow.
Spare ribs.
No, shadow.
What weighs
you
more?
You can't see your spirit, you can see your shadow.
What weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
What weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
Mm-hmm. Ton of feathers.
Nah, it's a catch. It's never that easy.
What weighs more?
What weighs more, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
You got it.
Or a ton of bricks.
A ton is a fucking ton, you assholes. It's a ton. They weigh the same.
No, they don't.
They both weigh.
It's a ton. They both weigh the same. They're both a ton. I know it's very easy. I don't know.
Okay. Got me?
It's a ton. A ton of feathers and a ton of bricks.
I get all my material from my 9-year-old. Listen, that's what it is.
Alright, how about this? Paul's height is 6 feet. He's an assistant at a butcher shop. Mm-hmm. And wears size 9 shoes. What does he weigh?
Now listen.
How the fuck are you gonna figure it out?
Get me. Listen, is this a joke or is this a statistical question? Because if I have to start pulling out my shit, I can find out.
I mean, it's a question. Like, what does he weigh?
Listen. I want to know if this is a part of a fucking joke. This is what I need to know.
I mean, it's not a joke. I'll repeat it for you. Paul's height is 6 feet.
Uh-huh.
He's an assistant at a butcher shop, and he wears size 9 shoes. What does he weigh?
Weigh 180.
180? Hey, my mom got the right answer, but I'm not going to blow it up yet.
I think I heard her.
What'd she say?
Was she close to what I said, 180?
Nah. What about you, Milky?
I'm dumped, because in order for me to really, like, thought that I would need, like, 10 other people around the same height.
Like, only wears 9 size in shoe. He can't be that big.
When I was told this joke, when I found the answer out, I really wanted to fight the dude.
All right, go ahead. What is it?
Yeah, I felt stupid. Yo, E.
Yeah.
You give up?
What?
Yep.
He weighs meat.
Wow. What does he weigh?
Oh, my
wow.
God.
What does he weigh?
Yeah, no, 160? 170?
Wow.
And I'm over here ready to do, like, mean deviation on this shit and find out how much.
I'm trying to go online to find jokes. And it's
saying, I'm going online to find. That's what I did. I went online to find.
I was ready to do a double variable formula for that shit. Don't do that anymore.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
That's why I had stories of this joke.
You know what I watched today?
What?
I watched the Manhattan Project.
you ever seen that?
You watched what?
The Ass Project.
Who is that?
That's E.
What did he say?
Manhattan Project.
Manhattan Project? I didn't see it, but I heard of it.
It was good.
Very nice. You still don't know who I am?
Oh, of course I know who you are, of course.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's over.
Of course I do. Listen, hook me up with your cousin, man. You guys coming on the first or what?
I don't know where I'm going to. What are you talking about?
You're going with me. Don't worry about it.
Me and my girlfriends were going to go to Atlantic City.
Yo, I got one. This might get you. What ends everything always?
What ends everything always?
Yeah. No. Huh? What'd you say, E?
A period.
And yo, E, what'd you say?
I said a period.
Oh, what about you, Trenton?
Shit. I was going to say something stupid. Go ahead.
And my mom said S. No, the alphabet G.
Z or G?
G. I said, what ends everything?
Oh,
always.
God.
Apple. I just looked something up.
What was the
this
answer? What
stupid,
was the answer?
Though.
The letter G.
The letter G?
Everything. ING.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm looking for someone.
Ooh, look like I got a joke.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't got a joke. It's like a saying.
Oh,
something I found on the internet.
I was on Google.
It's stupid,
yeah. Little brain teasers.
How you going, Trenton?
Oh, this is deep. It says you're a hoe when you have to go across the border for a pap smear.
What?
The saying is, all right, it's the saying, right? The saying is you're a hoe when, and it gives me all these different listings. It says you're a hoe when you have to go across the border for a pap smear. Another one says you're a hoe when people say ho 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 and it's a July. It's July. You're a hoe when you don't know what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hoe when you are the headquarters for the CDC. You're a hoe when your baby looks familiar, but like who? When you say you're a hoe when McDonald's calls you the Happy Meal. They are good. You're a hoe when you get hemorrhoids on your shoulders. You're a hoe when getting dressed is not part of your day. Damn.
I know.
You're a hoe when the sperm bank calls for romance. Oh, my Lord.
Okay, you are a hoe when you got to go across the border to get a pap smear. That's funny.
You're a hoe when your motto is 2 days, 2 pounds, $2.90.
Oh, wow.
2 days, 2 pounds, or $2.90. Damn,
that's it. you can hold it without. Oh, go ahead.
Wait, when you're... No, that's not funny. That was corny.
Okay,
so you're a hoe when you have neon lights saying open all night. That's crazy. All right, now they're getting corny.
Yo, what do the letter T and an island have in common?
The letter T and an island?
An island have in common.
I don't know what.
Letter T and island.
And you're actually trying to figure this shit out.
Hmm. I'm trying to see.
What?
Is it the capital or lowercase T?
It's a T.
Just tell us what it is, please.
Water. Water.
Wow. Okay.
The tea you drink.
Yo, she's pretty good. Bovar in water.
What? Oh, God, that's so stupid. I'm done with
you. I'm done with you.
I'm ready to
play. One more. You
no,
can
I'm
hold it.
Assassin's Creed now. I'm done with that.
Assassin's Creed? Okay.
Yeah. You can hold it what?
You can hold it without using your hands or arms. What is it?
You can hold it.
Oh, good one, Mom.
Wait, you said you can hold it without your hands or arms. I'm about to say something crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm done because my vulgarity level is sky high.
Sky high. He's Assassin's Creed in it right now.
Sheesh, I don't even want to talk about it. Then you might as well bring it back to Freaky Fridays.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
That's something you can hold without your hands and arms.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do that.
I like her style.
Nowhere.
But that's the true shit. Throw the tan without your hands and arms. Shit.
Nah, the answer is your breath.
Wow.
Oh.
No, that with your mouth, too, but.
Oh.
My answer was funnier.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Hold on, what are you talking about that you can hold without your hands?
Oh, gosh, you already said I like her style, so you know.
Yeah, man.
You just want to hear it again.
You just want me to say it.
What's the answer? Say it. We all grown here.
Where's, forget it, I'm done looking. Shit.
Yeah, you here. Like, where's Chick Fil A? I think he's knocked out. He might fall asleep on the phone.
Hmm.
His number is still up there. Oh, not anymore. He hung up. He just hung up.
The shit probably just died.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Jacked up ass phone. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Baby back. What are y'all doing for the weekend?
I'm doing homework and staying home.
I don't know about New York. Oh, you ain't New York. You in Yonk, ain't you?
Yeah, she's not from New York, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, Yonk ain't really New York. That's just, you know, outskirts of New York. Yonk.
What's
Yonk.
That?
Yonkers.
I'm not from Yonkers. Ew.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Yonkers area code, my bad.
No, I don't. That's a Westchester area code.
My bad.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Ew, Yonkers,
well,
everybody goes to die.
Yeah, they do.
That's just like a mass grave for dead walking.
Yo, I don't know about New York, but we're supposed to be getting like 8 to 10 inches of snow. Actually, my mom said 10 to 20, so.
Yeah, we're supposed to get
10 to 20 inches?
Yeah, we're doing jail time numbers in snow.
Wow.
I wish it would come. Oh, these guys. Did anybody get Assassin's Creed 2 yet? I mean, this is.
I didn't beat Assassin's Creed 1 because I'm pissed off because I suck.
And the Templars, I couldn't beat them. But, you know, this one is totally different now. You get money, you can steal. It's crazy now. You got notoriety and everything now on this one. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Milky is the truth, man. She's a female. She's sexy. And she plays video games. What more do you want? What more could you have?
I can't Call of Duty with you.
Yeah, word. That was the next question. Yo, let's play Call of Duty.
Huh?
No, you got Xbox?
No, I got PS3.
Woo! I got PS3 too.
Are you on the PS3 network?
Nah. I gotta get a Bluetooth.
No, you don't.
I don't. How can I talk?
All you need is a headset.
Oh yeah, mine ain't coming with a headset. I just have to go get it though.
Yeah, all you need is a headset with a USB. And you know their network is free.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So far, the games that I got out of the four that I like 3 out of 4.
What do you have?
What the hell is that car game, man? It's,
Grand Theft Auto?
Nah, Midnight Dub
Grand
Edition. Demo? Nah, it's Midnight, it's Club Midnight Dub Edition, Los Angeles.
Okay, go ahead, what else you got?
I got that, I got, Batman Asylum. That's
that
the truth.
I heard that was good.
Woof. Yes. I got DJ Hero. That's the truth.
You ever play God of War?
You know what? The guy tried to get me to get it when I was at GameStop, but I didn't get it.
Do yourself a favor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go get God of War 1 and 2. They only make it for PS2, but how many gigs do you have on your PS3?
120.
Okay, so go and get it for PS2 and play it. When I tell you, God of War is one of the best games ever played, the
really?
Storyline and everything. Yes.
Well, they actually have
a CD
that it comes with both of them on the disc.
Right, because the third one is coming out in the spring.
Mm.
Who is it?
So, catch.
Oh, Lord.
Who is that?
Milky, nigga.
Who?
Milky.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, God, this guy.
Hey,
here we go again.
Oh, he was in the room with all the time.
What'd you say over there? I didn't hear you.
I see
you
on the phone with all this time.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something slick. I just wanted to.
Oh, God.
Just saying. Just trying to make sure. You
okay.
know. Just to
man, don't get Trenton started, man. She's going to start lashing at you like she be doing them dudes on the chat line, man.
I'm with it. You know me.
Yeah, I know.
You know me. I'm king of the chat line.
Everybody just listen to me.
Wait. Y'all want to hear one joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't read the whole thing because I didn't even figure it out myself. All right, it says, the mother is in the kitchen making dinner for her family when her daughter walks in. Mother, where does baby come from? The mother thinks for a few seconds and says, well, dear, mommy and daddy fall in love and get married. One night, they go into their bedroom, they kiss and hug and have sex. The daughter looks puzzled. So the mother continues. That means that daddy puts his penis in mommy's vagina. That's how you get a baby, honey. The child seems to comprehend. Oh, I see. But the other night when I came into your room, you had daddy penis in your mouth. What do you get when you do that? She said, jewelry, my dear, jewelry.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Wow.
All right, I got one.
Come on, do you get jewelry when you do that?
I got one.
Jewelry.
I'm just asking.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I got, if that's the case,
the
then I got to, you know.
The little girl is in her class, right? And she comes home and she says, Mommy, boy in my class has a penis like a peanut. She says, why? Because it's little? And the little girl goes, no, Mommy, it's salty.
Wow.
Ah! Wow. Yeah, you know what?
She would have got smacked. I don't like, bitch.
Word.
You sucking dick at school?
Word.
What you get, honey? Say.
Oh, man.
That's fucked up.
Not on duty.
All right, here go a joke called Dead Pussy.
Oh, no, wait. Let me tell my joke real quick. And it's quick. These two chicks, they went to a bar. They got pissy drunk, and they stopped off somewhere. They didn't want to drive home. They stopped off at a cemetery because they had to pee. So one of them used tissue to wipe her panty, wipe her pussy, because used her panties to wipe her pussy. She didn't have no tissue. The other one didn't have no panties on. So she used, you know how they have the cards on the reef?
Uh-huh.
And she used the card to wipe her pussy. So they go home. They get pissy drunk. The husbands now call each other up like, yeah, my wife came home with no drawers on last night. The other one says, well, you better than me because my wife came home with a card that says, thanks for everything and all the love. And you know, in the crack of her ass.
His wife is getting right. Okay,
yo, why is the whole city following me? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
This one is called Dead Pussy. It said, an old me wanted to travel by bus to the pet cemetery with the remains of her cat. As she boarded the bus, she whispered to the driver, I have a dead pussy. The driver pointed to the woman in the seat behind him and said,
sit with my wife. You two have a lot in common.
That's foul.
He said, sit with my wife. What's your wife doing with you riding on the bus while you driving? What was that?
That was just demonic laughter. It wasn't too,
That wasn't
it. It was, lame-o.
Blonde paint job.
Don't do that.
It was night out. Glad to be drunk. Only three doors.
You did.
I just ran into some things on here.
Why is my child still awake? All right.
BB bitch.
I hear her talking to the TV.
Oh, here goes some knock knock jokes.
Uh-oh.
No more jokes. I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
A long time. I ain't heard knock knock joke in a long time.
Yeah, give me a knock knock joke.
No.
Knock knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo hoo.
What are you saying?
You know, I never understood knock knock who's there. Orange. Orange, you're glad I didn't say banana. What the fuck is that?
Because it's orange and the fruit is banana, you know.
It's dumb.
It is. It's very dumb.
I don't get it.
Did you know a cucumber is a fruit?
Yeah, it has seeds in it.
Yeah, crazy.
And so is a tomato. So is the avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has a seed in it.
Anything underground is a vegetable. Anything overground is a fruit.
No.
One thing I understand is how Spanish people consider us monkeys.
When it's underground, it's a root. Potatoes are root.
Mm-hmm.
But they play both sides. They could be a vegetable. No, actually, they're not. They're just a root.
What I understand is how Spanish people, they call us monkeys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every fruit that we like is on the ground.
They
eat coconuts, oranges, mangoes.
Listen, I'm West Indian. And I, no, hold on now, because I'm West Indian and we eat the same fruit as them, okay?
Oh, okay.
And the shit that I never understood how they eat fruit is such savagery behind it. Like, why do you have to hold the mango and just tear into the fucking skin and walk down the street with this juice dripping? And you know, mango gets stuck in your teeth and shit, and they be talking to you. They got the fucking shit like Skeletor hanging from their fucking mouth.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
This is a dumbass knock-knock joke.
I'm tired of these fucking police chasing me everywhere. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, wait, Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. I'm not even notorious. They're just chasing me everywhere. I got to release these people out of somewhere. And they just
The dude in Assassin's Creed, man, he's a man, man.
No, but now they got assassin tombs, right? Because this one takes place in Italy. This is a whole different assassin. He's Al-Tayyar's one of his ancestors. And then it turns out that there's a whole mob of assassins. There's a whole team of them. This guy, they killed off his whole family. And then his uncle takes Italy to this villa and takes him downstairs. Leonardo da Vinci is in this one, too. And you got to go to him to decipher codex pages. You got to find the pages and then... And then have them deciphered or whatever. But in this one, when you get all the seals, you have to go into the tombs and, find the assassin's tomb and his mad jewelry and shit in there. You got to put the seals back on, and you get Al-Tayyar's armor. And his armor is the best armor in the game. Because you don't need this one, you could stop and buy armor, you could buy knives, new swords. They got smoke bombs in this. They even got a gun on here.
And back then?
Well, no, because it takes place in 1476. And then it goes on for like 15 years of him trying to take out everybody who has something to do with his family being killed.
Mm.
It's a good game.
Damn.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Negro friends?
Yeah. What are y'all doing tomorrow?
I already went to the grocery store. I paid all my bills. I don't owe nobody any money for the rest of the month. I'm good.
Hey, maybe we can go sledding on a trash can lid.
Sleigh bells ring while you're listening.
Hey, Trent, you with it?
Oh, shit, I'm scared.
We can go bobsledding on some tennis rackets.
I'm scared.
You scared?
Truth, I don't like shit like that. Hell no, then there's no brakes. I'm scared.
No brakes, I'm good. You got brakes. You got brakes.
What?
You might break your ankles trying to stop, but you know, use your feet.
Hell no, I'll flip my ass over. That's why I said I'll triple, double up on everything. Flip my ass over.
Mm-hmm.
Go sideways or something.
Hold on, what are you flip? What do you mean you flipping
over? Oh, man, look at this guy coming out of nowhere, man.
Hold on, what position are you in? What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, let's go. What position would you be in if you're sliding on the top of a trash can top?
Oh, that's what y'all talking about?
On your belly. You wouldn't be on your belly, would ya?
On your belly,
smack that belly, say.
Oh, man, you know what? You sound so, oh, my Lord. You know what? I'm going to reframe myself.
Now motherfuckers texting the bitch. Late as hell, bitch. I'm tired.
Yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to Trenton's baby's dad for being a loser and
he's a loser.
Wait, is he still with you?
I told you, me and him recently just got out of it. Like, I'm not beat for the nigga being in the streets. Like, if I'm doing good, bitch, I don't need no nigga trying to bring me down.
I bet. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Trenton's baby's dad. You know, he's a loser. And he left this good, sexy, fine woman behind that, you know, I'm going to do the poom-poom dance with in the basement.
Oh, my.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the roll the boat. Roll the boat.
Stop banging on the
door.
Oh, I got a phone call. Stop banging on the door. This is the last time.
Let's get it on to the early morning. I'm trying to come out there, too, definitely. I need to shake my ass. I ain't been to a session in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's going to be mad weed down there.
Lights. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting high off the contact. I ain't even going to hit nobody weed. I'm like, sniff, motherfucker.
And it's all going to be good. Like, not no garbage. It's good.
Jamaicans have some good Reggie. I know that. I know they're going to be smoking something more than that.
As long as they're not doing no voodoo, I'm good.
Okay. As long as they don't do no voodoo
music. That's not nice.
Shit. Get it on to the early morning.
More fire. More fire.
So hold on. What's
Bundy
your
River. Bundy down.
Yeah, you know what this dude is doing? I think he's on the other line. And what he's doing is he's calling. He's telling whoever's on the other line to hold on. And then he's coming on here.
And then he's talking
to us. And then he's telling us. And then he just clicks over to the other line. You.
Hold on, what's your favorite position now? What are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I thought that was
cool. He talking for somebody that's listening? What's your favorite position? I like to be in control, nigga, tell you the truth.
Oh, you sound like one of those. You sound like one
of
those. Who needs to get a spirit broken? But it's all good.
Wow. I have a nigga saying, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yes. Yes, it's all
for you,
mommy, all for you. Yeah, whatever you say.
Mhm.
Whatever I say, huh?
Mhm. Yeah, we're definitely gonna have
fucked up Freaky Friday.
Yeah, I mean we're gonna have a sensual Saturday or something like that, and if everybody's free,
yeah,
just really go in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have your key.
Hey, babe.
Your key. Guys are losing.
Cold out here. What you been up to? Nigga, in the house with the heat is?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. So we what? How long y'all keeping this line on for?
I'm about to hang up now.
Why? Oh, I'm about to cry. It was just getting good.
Don't do that. Maybe come over there and, no. Never mind.
Yeah, my call tone is, I'm single again.
Uh-oh.
Again? Yeah, make sure you stay like that for a good 6 months.
Where he is. Man, I'm a free agent. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a shirt that say that on my back, free agent. Who wants to sign me? Shit.
Yeah, I'm about to start making
it's
t-shirts,
cold.
So
yeah,
I need some logos.
You need a man in the cold. It's cold. You need somebody to keep me warm.
I'm hanging up now, guys.
Oh, you take it easy, Milky.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Bye.
I'm tired of sleeping with my pillow between my legs. I need a man.
Oh, bad. No,
three men, a doctor, a lawyer, and a biker were sitting in a bar talking over a few drinks. Y'all want to hear this last joke before you hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, God, hold on. I need some heat to... Yeah, I bet you do. Get off my phone. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Three men, a doctor, a lawyer, and a biker were sitting in a bar talking over a few drinks. After a sip of his martini, the doctor said, "You know, tomorrow is my anniversary. I bought my wife a diamond ring and a new Mercedes. I figured if she doesn't like the diamond ring, then at least she will like the Mercedes, and she will know that I love her." After finishing his scotch, the lawyer said, "Well, on my last anniversary, I brought my wife a string of pearls and a trip to the Bahamas. I figured if she didn't like the pearls, then at least she would have enjoyed the trip, and she would have known that I love her." The biker then took a big swig of his beer and said, "Yeah, well, for my anniversary, I got my old lady a T-shirt and a vibrator. I figured if she didn't like the T-shirt, then she could go fuck herself." That's crazy. Like, you already knew how that was going to come out because it said the doctor, the lawyer, and then the biker. The biker shit was going to be some more off
the wall. Yeah, you already know the biker's off the wall.
The doctor said, "I got my wife a ring and a Mercedes, nigga." I said, like, "I want the ring and the Mercedes, nigga."
Word.
I was like, "Oh, that didn't know my man loved me." Shit. That nigga said a T-shirt and a vibrator. I ain't fucking that bitch. She can go fuck herself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Two times.
I already know what it is. Ooh. Two times. Two times from the top.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss you guys. Because what if I don't
get well, you know, hopefully we can do a show tomorrow.
Do
that's if everyone's available.
I miss you.
Oh.
I missed you last night. I got on there like the last minute. It was 8:59.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to see what it was up with my boo-boo. And all I heard was music playing. I'm like, oh, they're hanging up. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, nah, because I was like, look, I was dead tired. Did you feed this fish?
Mm-mm. All right. Yeah. This Friday, this when I can really talk on the phone. Saturday,
yeah.
I ain't. I'm going to be in the house probably, or if I can get out early, I'm going to be at my mom's. Oh.
All right, well, you take it easy.
All right, you too. Good night.
Hey, peace.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, yeah. Angry Bastard Radio. Make sure you hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. This show was a pretty funny show, like all shows. You had Milky in the building, 6'4", L.E. Fresh. Some crazy white dude from the West Coast. Big shout-out to you, Doug. Big shout-out to the one and only Trenton State holding it down and GQ myself holding it down. Speak to him. We might do a show Saturday, Sunday. We don't know.
but definitely Monday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right,
keep
hold on now.
Lord.
Hold on now. What is something that you haven't done before but you want to do?
Who, me?
Anybody. This is a general question.
It comes out of nowhere.
Do, and I never done before. What, to somebody or get done to myself?
Either or. Either or.
Oh, God. Get done to myself.
Yo, what do you want?
It's plenty of things, like, that I've done. I'm trying to think what have I didn't do. Oh, okay. I can say this for a fact. I want a man to be rough with me, to say the truth.
What'd you say? Hold on, what'd you say?
I said I want a man to be rough with me. They seem like they seem rough.
Never had that before.
Uh-uh, never had nobody rough me up, like... You know,
they punch you in the face a couple of times?
No, not like that. You know, like how you tussle. You know how you tussle and then, like, a man just pins you down?
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Well,
I ain't never been
done
like
that.
That's
my specialty?
Or you just say you get hit from the back and, you know, yoke you up real quick.
That's my specialty.
Look at you. You're a freak anyway. All right, good night.
That's it.
Oh, what happened? I mean, because you just missed it too. She was talking about how, she's tired of it. What did you say?
I'm tired of what?
About the pillow thing?
Oh, I was saying I'm tired of sleeping with my pillow between my legs.
You
like,
did what?
My pillow between my legs. Like, I'm so used to wrapping myself around, you know, my man, and we're not together no more. So I have to wrap my legs around my pillow.
And she's tired of it.
Secure. I feel that's how, you know, I feel secure like that. When a man holds you, you feel safe.
You could not find
I don't need no nigga to keep me safe, but you already know.
I mean, you talk
you know, emotionally, you know, mentally.
Could find another shirt?
Huh? Find another shirt.
I'm joking.
Is that
I'm
what
joking.
He said?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh, he's talking to your daughter. Oh, okay.
That's why I keep going.
He's gonna find another shirt. What the fuck a shirt gonna do?
Yeah, I'm.
I'm gonna put the pillow in the shirt and make it look like, oh, hey, baby. He don't got no arms, no legs though. Real fluffy chest. Okay. So you answer that question. 2-6-4.
6-4.
I mean, not 6'4". What's your name?
Stop,
GQ.
Stop.
She
can't
have
a
6'4 name, though, like in the room. So I'm like,
what?
God.
I know that. What are you looking for?
Are you going to answer the question, GQ?
Oh, nah. Yeah, now, what did you say, Trenton?
I said, are you going to answer that question?
What's the question?
Well, he asked me.
Oh, yo, E, what did you ask her?
Something that she's never done and she wants to do.
And it can go either way. Like you said, you doing
something
or someone doing it to you.
I mean...
Yeah, you know what? How is...
Huh?
Hello?
Question. You answer the question. I want to hear your answer.
I would love to, Oh, let me go outside for old mommy and this shit. Oh, man. My mom's cat is sitting in front of the refrigerator like, yo, I know your mom's going to sleep and I know you about to leave. I just want to make sure that y'all know I'm sitting by the refrigerator. And I want some food. So this is where y'all normally get your food at the refrigerator. This is where I'm standing at to let you know I'm hungry. So I'm going to walk by her and ignore her. Come here, princess. Come here.
No.
Oh, you don't want to come with me? All right, it's cool. I definitely ain't feeding you. Oh, man, the snow clouds is out. This is bullshit.
They putting the salt down already?
No, I'm saying the snow clouds.
Oh, I thought you said clouds.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. In the sky, dark as hell. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, and it's pink.
That shit ain't even blue. It's like a purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Nah, it's that's how he parks all the time. Yeah. Yeah. I guess you know, when I'm getting it popping, the chick just, you know, pull out a baseball bat and beat me in the fucking face with it.
Oh God. Seriously.
You're going that long to sell that shit.
You know you ain't having it. I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I'm not having that. I never even thought about it.
Well, think about it now. Yeah, put me on the spot.
Yeah, we definitely did put you on the spot. Oh, look at her, look at her. Right. She's outside, and normally she runs all over the neighborhood, but it's too cold for her little black ass, so she want to go back in. I'll go get some now. Yo, there's nothing really that, because I pretty much, I didn't do everything, but I'm good, like.
So you don't
I don't have any, huh?
You have no fantasies, no wishes, no nothing.
I did have one, but I was like, what's the point of it? But I had a fantasy about, like, you know, of course every guy had a fantasy with two girls and shit, but.
Oh, you never had a threesome before?
Never. And it's like, I always wanted one, but now to the point where I'm like, I don't even want anymore.
You can do without it. Some motherfuckers can't trust no fucking body nowadays.
Exactly.
For threesome, you gotta be like, all right, I need papers for that, papers for that, papers for that, and that. Then
exactly.
Everybody need to get certified.
Yeah, so it's like, it's pointless. But, matter of fact, there is one.
What?
I never got my dick sucked. Wow.
Fucking
sleep.
Liar.
No, you let me finish.
You?
Huh?
How did you?
No, you're not. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
I never got my dick sucked sleeping.
Wow.
Like,
I have a lot
of people. Huh?
I didn't think guys liked that. Like, you not.
No, because I want to know what I will be feeling when I'm sleeping. Because like I'm laying down and you know getting my dick sucked and I'm just be out. So what exactly are you thinking or dreaming about at that situation? And how does it feel? Like, it's got to feel great to just wake up and feel something that feels so good and just look down like, oh, shit.
Uh-huh. I had a similar encounter like that, but it wasn't that way. It's the other way around. I woke up with a dick in my mouth. Yeah.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
Huh?
So I was saying, what you doing? But it was like, I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, that's what he was saying?
No, I was asleep. And I woke up to it in my mouth.
Oh,
and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I couldn't talk. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow. Yo, that's some rapist shit. Word up.
No, it wasn't like he was forcing it in my mouth. He was like, first he was rubbing it on my lips, but it was like I was dreaming. No, I'm about to tell you what my dream was. My dream was like I was eating a hot dog. Swear to God. My dream was like I was eating a hot dog. So it was like I was being, you know, seductive with it. You know, like, say he was, like, sitting in front of me and I was just playing with it in my mouth. And then I just woke up and I'm like, this don't taste like no hot dog.
Hell no.
And I woke up and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's like penis.
Because he was rubbing it up against my lips first.
And then when I woke up, that's when it was like, whoop. My mom, because I'm like, dad, I'm out.
Like, yeah, that's funny.
He just started cracking up. It was like a joke. Like, I just kissed it, and I'm like, all right, good night. And I went to
Oh, yeah, let's go. I mean, we always kiss it. See, I can go deeper in full force, like when we actually even have a discussion. It's just that, I mean, there's a lot going on right now, so I'm somewhat focused. That's why that shit popped up to me. Like, oh, wait a minute. I'm gonna get my shit sucked on while I'm snoring. I'm zeezing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, definitely when we got that topic popping, I'll be able to go in like, yo, man, this and that, and yeah, and ask you questions like, yo, what's up, you know, da da.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that for another day. Start off fresh.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. My car sounds like shit. Listen to this shit. If you saw... Huh?
Are you not pressing on a gas, are you?
No, listen to this car. How would you feel if you saw a guy, he's like, dang, he's sexy, and you heard this?
What you doing, baby? How you trying to start that car, bro? Let me help you out. You know, niggas love when a girl knows something about cars. Oh, shit.
Hey.
I'd be like, it sound like it's flooded. Pop the hood.
Yo, could you hear it, though?
Yeah, I can hear it. It sound like
it's just horrible.
Are you? That's why I asked you, are you pressing the gas?
Nah. That shit is...
And it's not starting?
No, it started, but that's just how it sounds. Started up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice little tune-up or something. Get the engine clean or something. How you sound?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It ain't good for the water time.
You know, I can find a girl though, you know, while my car is off, lick its exhaust pipe. And maybe it get happy while it's in sleep mode. Getting its exhaust pipe sucked on.
Okay.
Alright, I'm out of this motherfucker.
Alright.
You keep a tight ass.
Oh, gosh. Ass always tight. I gotta keep it tight.
Oh, Lord.
It ain't tight.
Alright, so here we
right.
go, right?
Alright, look at this fucking guy.
That's the truth. If
the one
it ain't
thing, one thing
right.
that
if
I haven't
loose
done,
booty, what do you want to holler at a loose booty?
I would.
You would? I bet you would.
Not seriously, though.
So,
not seriously, but I would, you know, make an attempt.
Imagine that butt being loose and imagine how that pussy is loose. Anyway, good night. I'm going to end it on that note.
Hold on, whoa. The one thing I haven't done that I want to do.
You want to do what?
I said the one thing I haven't done that I want to do is you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was cute. I don't think she heard it, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No,
she didn't.
Okay, I said the one thing that I haven't done that I want to do is you.
Oh, I figured you said some crazy shit like that. Anyway, good night. I'm going to do it.
Didn't you say you wanted to be dominated?
Huh?
Didn't you say you wanted to be dominated?
Yes.
Okay, that's actually my, I do that for a living. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, you get paid for that, huh?
I mean, I got my master's in that.
Wow. Who are you?
Working
What's
on my
PhD. What's your degree?
Well, you think you're my master now, huh? You don't owe me, nigga.
I ain't nobody's slave.
Ain't nobody's slave.
Okay, master.
I mean, I would love to,
T-E-R, Mr.
I would love to, you know, I fantasize about cum slapping bitches. Like,
wow,
like,
just busting your nut and swing your dick and like slap him in the face?
That's not what I was talking about, but that can definitely happen too. I was actually putting it on my palm.
Like, that like, been done to you before. Oh, I've seen that on a porn before. It was like two bitches on him, like sucking his balls and sucking his dick and shit. He busted nut and swung that shit. That shit was like smack.
Oh, wow. Smacked both of them in their face.
Yes, they was had their mouth wide open.
Face slap.
But see, when I watch pornos, I like to do what they do. I don't watch it to be all in it. I do it to do what they doing.
shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I don't get no arousement out of watching motherfuckers have sex. I might try to compete with
your
ass now.
You one of those?
I'm one of what?
One of those who like to watch.
No, I just said I don't get nothing out of watching it. I like to, you know, like, do what they do, basically compete. Like, I could do it better than she can.
Well, why don't we get that set up one day? We'll set that up.
No, I'm good.
You say these things and then you retract. I don't understand. How does that work?
What do you mean? Like, me and him just had this conversation before. We was talking about stuff like that. It was like, before you can even do stuff like that, people don't even know you got to get shit certified. So what I look like just coming around to you and fucking you just off GP. Like, no, it's not going to happen that way.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What about because I'm a
If I'm
guy.
Not fucking with somebody that I used to fuck with, I'd rather fuck with somebody already.